Good morning. Welcome to City Beat, brought to you by the City of Maysville. And it is wonderful, as always, to have in the studio Main Street Director Caroline Reese. Caroline, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Happy New Year to you, Robert. This is our first show of the year.
Yes. Did you have a nice holiday?
I had a great holiday. It was very nice. We had Christmas, which is my favorite time of year, as well as two family graduations. So it was a big time and a lot of celebrations, and thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Lots of stuff going on with your family, as always. Lots of stuff going on in Maysville, as always. What do you think about 2023? How do you think everything went? Still coming out of the after effects of COVID and all of that?
I think that's a good question, especially for our first show. I think it went surprisingly well. For, as you said, you know, there was kind of a slow comeback, slow rollback. With it started off, as you remember, right there in either late December, early January, when USA Today named us Best Southern Small Town, and that absolutely had a ripple effect. I think we had more out-of-towners into the city than I can ever remember, and exploring downtown. And I tell you who keeps really good records of that, because everybody wants to go to the museum. And they could say, we've had people from, it's only half the year, and we've had people from 37 states, or we've had people from 8 countries. They keep really good records of that. Or you would go around town and you'd see license plates from Iowa or Michigan or so, or you'd be sitting in the next booth at Delights with somebody and you're talking to them, oh, you know, we're here. Even if it's just from Columbus for a day trip, you know, people heard about that.
Yeah.
And so that was nice. And then I know for a fact downtown, there was something every weekend, except for two, from the 4th of July to the second weekend in November. Every weekend.
Wow.
Some
That's
sort
great.
Of, you know, a festival, a concert. People were doing new things. We had that new international festival. There was the new big chili cook-off. There was a new, they expanded the pet sort of thing there. The Humane Society of Buffalo Trace did that. Yeah, there was just a lot going on. So, yes, I would say it was a good year.
Yeah. It's and always a good year, though.
This one's going to be the same. Isn't that funny? When you asked me to be on, I'm like, well, Robert, you know, belly aching, what am I going to talk about?
I don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to talk about 5 pages later, as it often goes. Yeah, and they missed the pre-show, the 45-minute, as we're taking the name club random, just talking about things in and about Maysville. So always something, always well, something.
I was going to lead off with something that you led off with for me. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Is the USA Today. We have been listed in so many different magazines, e-zines, websites. You know, I mean, I'll be sitting there on Saturday afternoon doing what I usually do, nothing. Mm-hmm. And I'll get a text from Jim Finch that says, well, I saw this here that Maysville was named, you know, the best or one
charming
of the top.
Charming or friendly or, right.
Yeah, and just it keeps coming and coming and coming.
Once that fire gets lit, you know, it sort of it spreads, and that probably the USA Today thing probably made people take notice, and they would look at us, and then somebody else would, and somebody else would, and you know, that's all good. Those are all adjectives you want to have. You want to be the friendliest. You want to be the most charming. You want to be the best. You want to be the most beautiful. I mean, we're not on the list of, well, don't go there. So that's great. That shows that I think there's always room for improvement, always, no matter where you go.
That's
I always
true.
Say Maysville is not Shangri-La. It is not perfect. But there's a good team in place that I think really try hard and are on the same page. And we just want things to succeed. We want everything to succeed.
Might not be heaven, but I bet you can see it from here.
That should be a song lyric.
I bet it is.
I bet it is. Go look that up, Travis, and play that. You can play us off with that.
So where do you want to start with your,
well,
I have nothing to talk about.
I know. You know where I'm.
Paper the walls with all of the notes you've got.
That is true. And you know what? It does have a theme. It has a diversity theme in that there are so many diverse, different, unique things to do in and around downtown. You know, it's cold outside, baby. It's cold outside. And so there aren't the concerts and the downtown festivals and things like that. But to keep people entertained, you know, I have to tip my hat to our local bars downtown, our little pubs. There is not a weekend that goes by where you can't find live music somewhere. The Crowbar just the other night, they had Muddy and Old last weekend. Kenton has always got some music going on. Our newest one, Hemingway's, there's music there. There's music at Pandemonium and things like that. And not only that, you know, bars just aren't for drinking anymore. They, like, tonight, Kenton has a poetry reading night.
Oh, cool.
Now, they have that every month. And, you know, local poets, people that like it, people that write about it, people that just want to hear it, it's open for everyone. And tonight's theme is winter. And there'll be some things that people have written down that are really very good. But they don't have to be original. I mean, if there's just a poem that speaks to you or something about winter, you are very welcome.
Robert Frost. Stopping by the woods on a snowy evening.
Or I can do you one better. I swear to God, I could go down and go, sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. And they would take it. They go, you know, it's great. That means it's not highbrow. It's anybody can participate. So I would highly encourage people... They'll do something better than that. But anyway, that is tonight at 6:30. So they have poetry readings. And then, again, music this weekend. Sam and Daniel Huff are on Saturday. And then Sunday, they have game nights. So just bring your favorite board game. Oh. Sorry. You know where I'm getting that. You know, Monopoly, checkers, chess, heads up, whatever it is you like, and sit around. And, you know, with more people sitting there, it just becomes a fun atmosphere. So those are things that are Kenton are doing. As I was saying, Crowbar, in addition to the music, they have euchre on Thursday nights.
Euchre.
You know, and you get around with an atmosphere of friends. That is fun to play. Hemingway's, not only bourbon, but coffee. I mean, you know, in the mornings it's cold, so now we have another place that, and they brew their own. They even mix their own. They've got their own different blends.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, you know, and espressos and all the flavors and all the things, you know, anyone would want to do with coffee, you know, do that in the morning. But, again, they have... on February 1st at 7, a permanent jewelry pop-up. Do you know there is such a thing? I just found that out myself. Permanent jewelry is a person that would have, you know, they have the different sort of chains or bracelets or necklaces or whatever, and they solder it on. So you never have to take it off. And those are becoming very popular around town. But
I
to go,
never heard of that.
I hadn't either until the 4th of July. And we had Amy Adams come and do some. And that she was busy all day from Lasting Impressions. I'm drawing a blank on Highfield, Amy Highfield. Anyway, and so she does it there. But anyway, at a coffee and bourbon bar, you can get permanent jewelry on February 1st at 7 o'clock. You know what would be funny, though?
Yes.
I do think... You know, there could be a danger there because there is bourbon involved. If you want it, can you imagine having too much to drink and coming out of there looking like Mr. T? But anyway, but try your luck, drink with caution, and go get some jewelry. And then they on the 20th of February, they are having Glass with Sass. It's an introduction to mosaic making. So what about that? They had a sip and paint. And that's what I'm saying. It's not just a watering hole. There are things to do. There are gathering places now. Pandemonium this weekend. They're having DJ Madam C on Saturday night, I believe it is, at 9:30. They've had Rebel Sound Club there. They have karaoke night. And so those are just a few of the things that are in what's... And then there's always something going on at the pub. If there's any sporting event or anything like that, you know, you got to go down there, play darts, the traditional things. It's where everyone knows your name. And So I just wanted to let people know that it's, you know, they are branching out into all sorts of things to engage you and try something new.
And so many different, like you said, diverse, just such a wide assortment of things. And, you know, we've talked before how, you know, the marketing people say demographics, younger people, they don't want to go out for a drink. They don't want to go out for a meal. They want to go out for an experience.
And that's what all those are.
That is exactly what all of those are.
Yeah, so I think, you know, good for them to be thinking more than, you know, here's a bourbon and water, or, and you know, like I say, with the coffee, the things to do, and it's the camaraderie of doing that. You could play euchre at home with two or three. I don't play euchre, so I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How many people does it take? But it's more fun to play in a whole room, and people can cheer you on or commiserate if you lose.
I wouldn't know. I've never lost at euchre.
I'll have to learn the trade from you then. It's very popular.
And very fun.
That's what I hear. I can play Uno. And gin.
Well, if you could do Uno, what about Rook?
No, don't know how.
Oh, okay.
No, but anyway, we don't want to bore them with that.
No, we don't.
No, that'd be an hour, not a half hour, things I don't know. So anyway, again, keep your eyes on their, you know, Facebook pages. Sometimes they will, you know, have advertisements here with you all or at the paper. But those Instagram pages and Facebook pages really sort of keep you abreast of what the different things they do have available.
And you can also look at cityofmaysvilleky.gov.
Exactly. And Visit Maysville, which is Caitlin Bailey's tourism page. And then I do my best at Maysville Main Street to let you know what's going on. So those are some of the things we're talking about there.
And talking about having different things coming in and out, the Maysville Players, the Washington Opera House, has got so much stuff constantly going on. And they've got productions, like right now, 9 to 5, the musical, is in rehearsal.
Right.
But they're also having a love and marriage game show February 10th.
That sounds like fun.
That does sound like fun. Three random married pairs compete for the title of Maysville's ultimate couple.
That'll either be really fun or go disastrously wrong.
Either way, it'd be funny.
I know. It'll be like the divorce lawyers will be standing outside with their cards, you know, just like a automobile accident or something like that, like the lawyers do. But that could be fun. And there won't be anybody in the audience that doesn't play along, you know. What do you think? Well, what do you think? We've always said that.
It will generate a lot of fun discussion.
Yes. Talking points. Yes. And, you know, you and I grew up in the days of the dating game and the newlywed game, so we know exactly what to expect out of these sorts of things. But anyway, we're laughing thinking about it, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And you're right, that's February 10th at 8 o'clock. And they're also, as you said, 9 to 5. That will be going on February 29th.
Not the 28th?
No, the 29th. You don't get a 29th every year. So when you have a special day, enjoy it in a special way and go opening night.
I've got a friend who was a leap year baby.
Do you?
Yeah.
So that makes them what? How many years now? Are they 28?
Something like that. Yes.
Right, right.
Wait, 28.
Always doing the math.
No.
No calculator here.
No.
But
no,
it's the 29th, and tickets 564-3666. Go on their website, maysvilleplayers.com. I was looking at this. They have a cast of 20 people and an ensemble of 19. That's not counting the people in the orchestra and whatever. I mean,
wow.
I'm like, who's going to be left to go see it? I wish I had done this. I have been going through old stuff of my dad's, and a lot of it had to do with the Players. And I'd see these old programs, like when they would do South Pacific or MAME or something. Well, the ushers, there must have been 30 to 40 ushers. And I go, who are they seating? Everybody was involved in the show. So I think, who the heck is left? And, you know, this group of players is becoming the same way, that so many people are involved, which is great. And speaking of that, if you want to dip your toe in, you have a nice voice, but, you know, maybe stage is not quite your thing, there are pit singer auditions coming up. So if you want to just ooh and ah in the pit, the auditions for that are January 31st at 6:30. So you can be a part of the production in that way. There's something for everybody. We say it all the time.
Absolutely. 564-3666 or check out the website, MaysvillePlayers.net.
Right.
Always something going on.
There's always something at the Kentucky Gateway Museum Center as well.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Always.
Just a smooth transition from CJ to Robert Boone. And
they're off to the races.
Train just keeps on chugging.
Right. Aren't we glad we're the station, though? They're here. And here's something that I just learned that's coming. Again, that's how I got to talking about so many different sorts of offerings. On the, what day is it? Darn it. Okay. February 15th. So all these things are coming up within a month. So they are having civil rights activist Ann Beard Grundy. And the name might not come up really quickly to you, but she was the daughter of Reverend Beard, who was the pastor at the 6th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, when it was bombed in 1963. So, you know, it killed those four girls, Edie Mae Collins, Cynthia Wellesley, Carol Robinson, and Denise McNair. So since that time, you know, obviously as a child, she has been a civil rights activist leader, having those vivid memories right there at her father's church. And you just don't hear speakers like that all the time. And so the fact that this lady is coming here to Maysville, it's free of charge. Now, it's going to be at St. Patrick's School. They needed a bigger venue. And
right.
The museum is great about that. They'll partner with Main Street. They'll partner with the Maysville Players. They partner with schools just to get the word and the education out. Tandy Nash, you know, she's calling me all the time, got this, got that. So good for her. But anyway, if you want more information, you can call the museum. And it is 606-564 5865, or you can email education@kygmc.org. And so that's a really special thing. So keep that going. And then the museum is hosting a worldwide miniature workshop. So all the miniaturists, knowing that this is the Mecca of miniatures, they're coming here to learn.
The Mecca of miniatures.
I just came up with that.
That was so mellifluous.
Look, show off. One upped me. But anyway, they're all coming April 9th through the 13th to the Kentucky Gateway Museum Center. It's the KSB Miniature Workshops. They knew I was coming on the air. They didn't know I was going to talk about this. But they said introducing the first ever as opposed to the first annual.
Thank you,
KSB Miniatures.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, it's projects from the masters, learning from the masters, but you can watch too, and it would be absolutely fascinating.
And I say this every time that we start talking about the miniaturists. Yeah, there are some, like artists, they're more, I don't know if it's, you say cutthroat, but
say it, finish your sentence.
Okay,
I'm in now.
Okay, cutthroat. You know, they don't all get along because, you know, this medium artist doesn't like the one who works this medium.
They're artists.
The miniaturist, all they can do is talk about how wonderful the person beside them is.
I'm so glad you brought that up. You're exactly right. It's a great group of, you know, just artisans working for the same product. And to see them want the best product out of their own, you know, group and the camaraderie there, their own brotherhood. And, you know, you're right. When they were here the last time, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is not always the case.
Yeah.
It's not competitive like one would think it is.
Yeah, they're just so supportive. And what an amazing venue. I mean, the KSB collection, just.
Right. And they are bringing out Catherine's Palace. That's coming back out this year. I'm not sure exactly when, but it's a huge piece, and so they need a lot of room for it. And again, as much as we see there, there's always going to be something new.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And good time to break out again. If you have a collection, then I know if you collect something, there are other people who are interested in what you're collecting. Give the museum center a call and say, hey, I wouldn't mind letting you borrow this stuff so you can showcase them. And we've had so many real great locally curated exhibits that I know there's lots more out there.
I mentioned to CJ, and this has been a while ago. Again, you know, I was cleaning out my parents' old house for like 10 years, it seems like. But anyway, that's a whole nother segment. But I tell you what I ran across that kind of fascinated me. Ashtrays. Some of them are so decorative and so beautiful. You know, you think they hold ashes.
Yeah.
But they're really, really different. And, you know, this being at one time the burly capital of the world, you know, everybody smoked back in the day. And so there were ashtrays, yeah, all over, you know, every home had them. And so I started taking notice of them when I'd see them or, you know, you see them in movies and stuff like that all the time. I bet people have that. That might be interesting. Or maybe not. But that was something, again, maybe not ashtrays, but Robert's absolutely right. If there's something that you like and have some of, and they're always open for something.
Yeah.
They like community involvement.
So stop in and talk to them. Museums open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 until 4. And I think we're starting to wind down on the traveling exhibit, Dinosaurs, Land of Fire and Ice. So make sure and see that as well.
That brought a lot of kids downtown. That's what we like. A lot of kids downtown. Right.
Love the dinosaurs.
I know it. And you know what? Things moving around, you were saying, there's always something. We were talking about our different watering holes or whatever. It's always a good time to shop. There's always something downtown to buy. And we have to tell you, we have a grand reopening coming up soon. Bradley's Boutique has moved locations. They were there, as you may remember, on East 2nd Street across from Modern Laundry, and they are now going into the McRoberts building.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot more room for them, and I believe they might be expanding into some other things. I'm not going to say because I don't want to take anybody's surprises, but just so you know that Bradley's going to be reopened in his new location where McRoberts was on February 5th. So I hope people go out and, you know, support Bradley. He's a great team player. He always makes the gift baskets. He's nice enough to do that when we have late night shopping on the third Thursdays of the month. And he always volunteers. He's got a great flair with that. And he's on the Main Street board as one of the business owners. And, you know, just an all-around great guy. And it's nice to see when a place needs a bigger spot.
Yes.
It means, you know, they're growing. And so we're happy to see that.
That is just so wonderful.
Right, right. In addition,
I keep saying that over and over and over because it is. You do not have every town in the Commonwealth work and function as well as Maysville does between the businesses, between the government, and again, I always say public works, the cogs that actually make things happen.
Right, right. You know, people sometimes, we try to get the word out, but sometimes don't realize, you know, even with our big festivals in town, the city of Maysville doesn't necessarily sponsor and host these big events. Right. Uncorked, for instance, or Oktoberfest, for instance, because the Maysville Players does Uncorked, and the Rotary Club does Oktoberfest, and these are just for instances. But anyway, people don't realize the city wants them to make it their fundraiser. They want, if the players are going to put all of that effort into it, they want the players to get the money back, and they want the Rotary to get their money back so they can continue with their scholarships and their good works. But where the city comes in is that they, in kind, lend out, you know, they help set up, they help get the electric, they help get the stage, they help get the tents, they get the police out there, they close the streets for them, all the things that it takes in order to make things happen. The city partners with these private entities that do these sorts of things. And that's how it comes into play. And, you know, that's the way they like it. Rather than the city just doing this and this and this, come to us with an idea. We'd be glad to help in any way we can and help facilitate and make it your project, and you reap the benefits.
And again, one of the reasons Maysville is the center of the universe.
Always.
Always.
I know.
Let's see, what else we got going on? I know CASA fundraisers coming up 17th of February. We'll have a lot more information on that. Travis, Drew, and I are hosting.
Well, that'll emceeing. Be fun. That'll be worth the price of admission.
There's going to be auctions with lots of cool stuff. And
well, you know, they work hard. That's a great organization.
Yes.
And for those who don't know, not only are they a great organization, they're a fun group of people. CASA not only was second place in the for the floats and the entries in the Christmas parade this year, but they won first place for the window decorating competition in the Maysville Younger Women's Club. Do that. And so it's real bragging rights, that one, because they have one of those plaques and everybody's name goes on it and it gets to stay there a year, and then they travel around with it, you know, wherever it goes. So that's kind of fun. So they worked hard this year. Had a lot of Christmas spirit.
Definitely. And we're going to have Rebecca in from CASA a little bit closer to the date to give us all of the deets. That's right. What you say now, the deets.
The deets. I just heard today that they use the word fire for great. Well, that's fire. I think it's fire. Uh-huh. You know, instead of that, we would say that's hot or that's whatever, but now it's fire.
En fuego.
Right. You know what? Let me jump back here real quickly. When I was talking about the parade, because it kind of happened later, so, you know, didn't have a whole lot of publicity. But Main Street, that is one of the things the city, you know, puts on, and that's kind of a task of Main Street. And this year we did give out awards for the different entrants. We had first, second, and third. First was the detention center. Second, as I said, was the CASA, and third was Central Baptist Church, which we were happy to do. And that was great. And the great thing is these people don't do it for an award or a trophy. They do it for Christmas spirit and to give back to Maysville. But I got to thinking when I was looking, you know, our multitude of angels. That's been a big star in the parade for the last 3 years. And Jennifer Smith, who is the wife of Jim Dugans, the first Presbyterian church minister, is a professional mascot maker. Again, you know, there you go. In Maysville, you know, makes these mascots that go all over the world and does a lot of our work from here in Maysville. And she came up with that idea. And not only do we have the big angels, but then, you know, the little angels come in. She has workshops for the kids. They make their own little wings. She's got glitter and glue and all sorts of stuff to put on there. And anyway, so that's really nice. And so we went later. It was like Christmas went till after the Epiphany. And so we gave the multitude of angels an award as well. And we called them, they were our parade superstars, our Christmas superstars.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so I do want to recognize Jennifer and her team down there at the Presbyterian Church, because that's just really cool to see them coming down Second Street every year.
Yeah, and just one more shout out, since you're talking parade, again, perfect choice, the Rotary Club is Grand Marshal. The Rotarians, amazing group, do so much good. And so it was really nice to see them recognized.
Well, I think we had a good year of Grand Marshals, and so that would, you're exactly right. The Rotary Club, my gosh, what they have given back to the town for 100 years. And WFTM, you are our Grand Marshals at the 4th of July, what you've given to the town for 75 years.
Thank you. That was fun and an honor.
Well, we're honored that you still like to participate. You're our biggest cheerleaders, and we thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Have we covered everything? We haven't come close to covering
everything. I have
everything.
More pages and pages, but these people have to get back to work. I know they're all just sitting in the parking lots going, I know I need to be at work now, but they're on the radio.
Well, needless to say, we will have you back in sharing more good stuff about what's going on in Maysville.
Love to come over here. Love to talk to you. And thank you so much for always giving us the platform and the microphone.
Folks, have a wonderful Thursday. City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville.